Distance makes the heart grow fonder. Just ask an astronaut.
Wow, this is a view that inspires you to do good and to cooperate.
I'm Mike and Scott, and this is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. When I was a kid, I had a mental exercise I liked to engage in before going to sleep. I would think about eternity. I had learned about the idea of eternal life after death in Sunday school, and so I imagined my eventual ascent to heaven. There's always hope, right? And how time in heaven would just never end. I pictured how days and days, months and years would pass, then more years and more years. And at some point, I would get the chills at the realization of something so big and so endless that I simply couldn't grasp it. I felt a strange thrill as my brain was scratching at this mystery, my tiny being in this inconceivably vast expanse of time. I think what I felt was awe. As we get older, awe seems harder to come by. A simple leaf turning sunlight into life, a bug crawling from point A to point B, guided by the infinite factors that have shaped our planet. It's cool, it's cute, but awe? Not really, right? Some feel a sense of awe staring into the depths of the Grand Canyon or looking at the expanse of the ocean or climbing to a mountaintop. But for serious awe, think bigger and higher. About 550 people have gone to space, and when they return, many report feeling somehow changed. Their perceptions of the Earth, their relationships, their approaches to life are fundamentally altered by their time away from the planet. Our science reporter Irina Zhorov tells us why we, mere Earth dwellers, should care.
In the late 1970s, Frank White, a writer and sort of space philosopher, was flying from Boston to the West Coast.
I spent an enormous amount of time looking out the window.
His plane's route took him over Washington, D.C., which got him contemplating what was happening down there.
I was looking at the buildings and realizing that the people in those buildings were making laws for me, and yet it didn't seem relevant to me that they would be. It seemed that I had this overview, I had this bigger picture, and yet they were making laws from the surface.
He was thinking about human settlement in space a lot back then. And for him, this idea of the overview was revelatory. He had a bird's eye view of the Earth on his flight, but space settlers would have an overview of the entire planet. And that, he thought, would lead to more enlightened people who work together to protect their planet. He called it the overview effect.
It's a physical reality that leads to a philosophical reality.
With no space settlers to ask about it, he started calling up astronauts to see if they'd underwent something similar. It takes less time to reach space than it does to cook spaghetti. The astronauts lurch off the planet with incredible force, and 8.5 minutes later, in orbit, they become weightless. Here's Scott Perezinski. He was an astronaut until his retirement in 2009. He's now a practicing physician.
I recall feeling just an extraordinary sense of euphoria that I had finally made it, that I was living out my boyhood dream.
You just know. You're like, I'm in space.
That's Nicole Stott, who retired from NASA in 2015 and is now an artist.
But the most memorable part of that first day in space was when I got to look out the window for the first time.
That's Ron Guerin. He left NASA in 2013 and is now working with a commercial spaceflight company.
When all my tasks were over, I got to unstrap, float over to a window, and really take it in. It just took my breath away.
Imagine looking at your home, your neighborhood, your city, from a new vantage point. Many of us have experienced that on an airplane, 7 miles in the air. Zooming out like that can add new significance to familiar ground. Now zoom out some more, 250 miles up, to where the International Space Station orbits. Peering out the window there presents more than just a pretty view.
It was this kind of magnetic, you know, draws you in. You can't float by a window without looking through it because you know how beautiful it's going to be. You know you're going to be surprised by something.
Remember seeing one burst of lightning ignite, and then at the tips of each of these fingers of lightning, subsequent bursts of lightning would erupt, and it was like a fireworks show going on right beneath the space shuttle and space station. One of the most extraordinary things I've ever seen in my life.
The first thing that hit me in that moment is how thin the atmosphere is, and you know, you're really hit with the sobering realization that that paper-thin layer is keeping every living thing on the planet alive. And you know, it really makes you understand how fragile the planet is.
The astronauts Frank White spoke to, which includes some of the ones you're hearing, saw their planet with fresh eyes. They'd all flown on planes, and Scott Peresinski had even climbed Mount Everest. But this was different. Being totally separated from the planet, seeing it as a sphere in space, somehow revealed new truths. They saw fragility, interconnectedness, beauty, the absence of political borders, just as White had predicted. Out in the vastness of space, instead of feeling insignificant or overcome by the environmental destruction they saw, they felt empowered. Nicole Stott.
I don't remember looking out the window and thinking bad things. And that's kind of a weird thing to say, but I don't remember looking out the window and being overwhelmed by the negative kind of things that are going on down here. I remember looking like, wow, this is a view that inspires you to do good and to cooperate.
Back on Earth, many astronauts become environmentalists, activists, do-gooders. Ron Guerin, for example, runs various humanitarian initiatives in the developing world. Scott Peresinski is developing telemedicine in needy countries. The way they tell it, they feel compelled to act, not just think, as global citizens, working to solve global problems. And they credit their time in space as a motivating factor. So let's consider again, what is this overview effect?
The overview effect is a set of psychological reactions that seems to occur when someone looks over a familiar landscape from afar.
That's David Yaden, a research fellow at the University of Pennsylvania. He studies self-transcendence, like deep meditation or mystical experiences. Yaden recently wrote a paper about the overview effect. While Frank White, who coined the term, approached the idea philosophically, Yaden wanted to take White's ideas into the realm of science, attaching this kind of out-there experience to known psychological research. The astronauts' accounts, he read, had a common denominator.
A lot of the astronauts seemed to be describing something that sounded a lot like awe.
Awe, it turns out, is an emotion, like happiness or sadness. And like other emotions, it's got physical traits.
With awe, there's a kind of loosening of the facial muscles, the mouth sometimes slackens, the eyes widen. There's a very distinct set of emotional or facial features that change with the emotion of awe.
Different things can inspire awe, whether threat, beauty, virtue. But the biggest trigger is vastness.
There's perceptual vastness, which is like seeing the Grand Canyon, seeing something very vast. And then there's conceptual vastness, which is a big thought, a big idea, like contemplating infinity.
The astronauts described both aspects of awe. They spoke about the immeasurable blackness of space and the beauty of the planet, and they spoke about the meaning of what they saw looking at their planet, separated from it so completely.
You know, the Earth represents almost everything that matters to us as human beings.
Yaden pulls a lot from the work of Dr. Keltner and Jonathan Haidt, two researchers who have written about awe. For them, there's one more factor that an experience must have in order to qualify as awe, a, quote, need for accommodation. In other words, it has to change you. The astronauts check that off the diagnostic list, too.
A lot of them talk about lifelong changes, not just talking about an intense, almost altered state from this perception, but seeing the world in a different way as more interconnected, as seeing boundaries disappear mentally, and seeing the Earth as one entity, not just in an abstract kind of way, but feeling it in a more visceral gut level.
All right, Keltner and Haidt can, quote, transform people and reorient their lives, goals, and values. Given the stability of personality and values, awe-inducing events may be one of the fastest and most powerful methods of personal change and growth. So while the overview effect may be reserved for astronauts, for now, all those feelings associated with it may not be.
I think it's a more extreme example of something that's pretty common and that we seek out intuitively.
Yaden wants to use virtual reality to learn more about awe and the overview effect. In his office, he lets me be a guinea pig for his future tests. He puts virtual reality goggles and headphones on me.
I'm just going to attach them at the top.
When he turns on the program, I'm floating in a spaceship in orbit.
Okay, so you should be able to look around, including over your shoulder.
The door to the space capsule opens up with a little puff, and I float out into space on a tether.
There's Earth coming into view. You can see half the planet lit by the sun, the other half still in shadow. There's the Aurora Borealis. So I think it's taking you out and around the moon.
Oh, that's terrifying.
The moon, massive and dark, passes in front of me. I see some meteors, the big blackness of space, and then everything starts to fade, and it's over. We debrief.
Right when you see Earth come into view, I think that's when usually people either gasp a little bit or say, wow, or involuntarily smile.
Yeah, I think I was doing that. I was like smiling.
Yeah, you were smiling.
I feel lighter, pleasant, as if after a particularly enjoyable conversation or stroll, but I wouldn't call it awe. Yaden is hoping it works better on other subjects. That would allow his team to study awe more deeply, to understand how the overview effect differs from other types of awe, and how it relates to other self-transcendent experiences. Elsewhere, researchers are looking into using virtual reality to produce something akin to the overview effect as a form of therapy. The astronauts say political leaders should be sent up there to hash out international disputes. Sometimes it takes a trip to outer space to reckon with life on Earth. For The Pulse, I'm Irina Zhurov.